It seems whenever we go to Iraq, we happen to report on a great, glorious victory. This time, the fighters were preparing for a remarkable feat. You could find it out from their morning ceremony the previous night. By the way, the holy month of Muharram was approaching.
التواعش عندهم في العراق مناطق أساسية أهمها هي بيجي أهمية بيجي أنه هي عقدة مواصلات بين الموصل وصلاح الدين نفسها ومحافظة كركوك ومحافظة الأنبار وجودنا في هذه المنطقة وأخذنا إذا حققنا أهدافنا إن شاء الله غدا وبعد غد سنقطع الارتباط بين الموصل وصلاح الدين بشكل نهائي ونقطع الارتباط بين الموصل والأنبار أيضا إلى حد كبير باعتبار طرق المواصلات من لا تمر ندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لإنجاز هذا الواجب ونكون إن شاء الله بدون خسائر
Beji is currently under the control of Daesh, and the resistance forces have to retake it. The city was going to be purged of Daesh in Operation Labbaik Ya Rasulallah, but the terrorist militants showed stubborn resistance, and the mission was not accomplished then. Now everything is ready for carrying out a great military operation. This is Mazra'a, a Sunni Muslim populated village, 4 kilometers away from Beji. The liberation of this village heralds a victory in Beji.
هذه القوات موجودين مو زحمة عليكم يصير
لا لا لا
حياهم الله حياهم الله اللي بليه
Daesh is a stain on Iraq's name. That's why ridding the country of their presence has become a national priority for the Iraqi people. That's why people of different ethnic, religious, and political backgrounds show their solidarity with each other against a common terrorist enemy. The steady flow of humanitarian aid and voluntary forces confirms this national will against Daesh. All the voluntary forces had united in order to confront Daesh militants in Beji. Every group had a definite mission in that operation, and everyone knew his job. We asked one of the commanders to show us the front lines on the map.
العمليات هذه منطقة بيجي، هذه منطقة الهونداي، هذه منطقة الصينية. كتائب علي الأكبر بهذا الاتجاه، باتجاه منطقة بيجي. محور كتائب الإمام علي بهذا الاتجاه باتجاه بيجي انطلق محور كتائب حزب الله باتجاه الصينية بهذا أخذ هذا المحور تل البجواري كانت في كتائب سيد الشهداء النجباء كانت شمال بيجي بهذه المنطقة وكان العصائب أخذوا هذا الاتجاه وحوطوا المنطقة البجواري ومتجهين بهذا الاتجاه باتجاه الفتحة وعدهم بهذه المنطقة شمال المصفى أيضا قوات لعصائب أهل الحق عدنا هذا المحور اللي يتجه منا هذا الاتجاه طريق الموصل والشرقاط هذا المحور اللواء الخامس لبدر وهذا اللواء الرابع لبدر هذا المحور وهنا هذا المحور اللواء العاشر لبدر
أيضا بيجي سوف تكون إن شاء الله في بداية محرم بداية هذه المعركة باعتبارها حصير في بداية شهر محرم نقول ثلاثا لبيك لبيك يا حسين
لبيك لبيك يا حسين لبيك لبيك يا حسين لبيك لبيك يا حسين
Now everyone is ready for the battle to begin.
اليوم إذا حررنا هاي المناطق راح نفتح بوابة جديدة ونتقدم من خلالها بعدين إلى محافظة الموصل. طبعاً تعرف الدواعش عايشين على مصفى بيجي. مصفى بيجي اليوم يمولهم بالأموال، يعيشون من عنده خلال كل الدواعش اللي موجودين هنا، اللي كانوا الدواعش بسوريا أو كل الدواعش اللي موجودين بالعالم يعيشونهم من خلال مصفى بيجي.
The bridge that connects Mosul, Tikrit, and Ramadi to each other. Contrary to popular opinion, Daesh doesn't resist much at first. The operation carried out by the resistance forces had taken them by surprise, and they left many of their positions in order to form a defense line somewhere else. They didn't want to lose the whole region altogether. Now the asphalt road between Beji and Mosul soon falls to the fighters. It's an artery that helps the fighters reach Beji.
هاي منطقة هاي تعتبر منطقة تردد استراتيجي، فإن شاء الله إذا انقطع هذا الطريق بين الصينية المثلث اللي بالصينية ومنطقة كملت تطهيرها راح يصير ماكو تواصل بين الموصل وبين الأمر.
Booby traps are Daesh's favorite devices in confronting the enemy. When they lose a region, they plant bombs there. The Beji-Mosul road was full of booby traps that would impede the Iraqi fighters' advance for hours. When the road was cleared from bombs, the forces resumed their advance quickly. Very soon, the Daesh terrorists gave up their resistance and ran for their life. The resistance forces achieved another goal during the operation. Somewhere else, a fierce conflict was going on between the resistance forces and Daesh. The liberation of the Beji oil refinery, the main source of income for Daesh, was one of the main goals that the fighters had to achieve in this operation. Surveillance drones showed that sooner or later the refinery would be liberated by the resistance fighters. As if Daesh militants had no hope of showing resistance in the refinery, they had moved to the heights to prevent the fighters' advance there.
اليوم بدأت عمليات الأساسية أن تقدمنا بثلاث محاور رئيسية، وكل محور بمحاور فرعية. هذا المحور هو الآن في احنا في نقطة في المصفى، مصفى بيجي. قدمنا من مصفى بيجي الآن حوالي 12 إلى 13 كيلومتر من ثلاث محاور. سيطرنا على كل الأهداف اللي كانت مقررة لنا،
أخذنا آخر نقطة هي معمل الأسمدة، استقرينا بها، جاي نكمل الآن تعزيز المنطقة، وسنتقدم على جبل مكحول للسيطرة عليه وأخذ القصور الرئاسية إن شاء الله. راح نبدأ الآن، الشباب بدأوا يستعدون لهذه القضية.
Purging the refinery and the fertilizer factory from Daesh forces was not an easy job. Daesh snipers had been lurking here and there, among all those tankers and machineries. They were determined to impede the advance of the resistance fighters. Add to all of them the booby traps. In the end, the fighters took the Beji oil refinery under their complete control. Daesh resistance in the refinery showed the importance of this place. The refinery was a source of income that undoubtedly could finance the high expenditure of the war for them. Therefore, the first place the US-led coalition had to join if it wanted to help the Iraqi resistance fighters would have been Beji. And if they had done so, the Beji oil refinery would have been liberated much earlier. We went on to see the commanders and asked them for more explanation.
هل كان دعم التحالف والدول ضد الإرهاب والأمريكا؟
لا، احنا في كل عملياتنا الأساسية ما نقبل أن يدخلون الأمريكان معنا، ولم يتدخلوا للحظة وما قبلنا التدخل.
احنا بالنسبة لنا لم نشتغل مع الشيطان الأكبر. الشيطان الأكبر يساعد الدواعش وليس يساعدنا. احنا الحشد الشعبي ما نشتغل ويا اي واحد من الامريكان ولا نشتغل مع التحالف الدولي، وهم شيطان أكبر ما نتعامل وياهم اصلا.
You could guess how ineffective the US bombardment was, but to claim that the US was helping Daesh was almost unbelievable to many, but not to the Iraqi fighters. Soon after, the doubt we had in this regard faded away when the fighters showed us US food bags left in Daesh trenches.
هذا يصير شمال مصفى بيجي. مصفى بيجي، بيجي الآن أصبحت في الجنوب. هاي معمل المحطة الغازية، معمل المحطة الغازية مشرف على جبال حمرين وجبال سلسلة جبال مكحول. الآن احنا وصلنا إلى أعلى سلسلة جبلية في المنطقة، مسيطرين على قطع الطريق والإمداد القادم من الموصل والشرقاط باتجاه بيجي تماما، واضح؟ بعد ساعات قليلة معدودة إن شاء الله يتم تطهير المنطقة بالكامل، تصبح صلاح الدين منطقة آمنة وخالية من الإرهاب. شكرا جزيلا.
أمريكا دعمكم ولا في هذا المنطقة؟
على الأب أمريكا، ماكو أمريكا،
يعني شنو؟
ماكو أي وجود لأمريكان، فقط قوات عراقية خالصة لا غير، مع فصائل الحشد الشعبي فقط. محور استخدموا عصابة للحاق، ومحور بدر، ومحور كتاب حزب الله مع سيد الشهداء والنجباء. كل محور الآن بالضبط سيطر على المنطقة التي حددت إليه وتم السيطرة بشكل كامل، والحمد لله.
الآن خلفنا صار هذا خلفنا شو مصفى بيجي، هذا الان خلفنا مصفى بيجي، مصفى بيجي تحت السيطره الان، لا توجد قوات عدو، العدو انكسر تماما زين، والان احنا بنتقدم باتجاه الفتحه.
حي على الصلاه، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الله اكبر الله اكبر.
عبوات ناس من أوقات داعش هنا نزرعين على هذا الشارع تقريبا باللي ما يعني يقول بالمئتين عبوة هاي شارع على طوله أنا يعني بجهود الله يعني الحمد لله والشكر فككنا هنا ذن العبوات.
The Al-Fatah bridges were yet another point to take. One of the main goals of the resistance forces was to sever the link between Mosul and Beji. The Daesh lifeline in Beji was the Al-Fatah bridges. Two bridges beside each other. One of them was for trains, and the other for cars and armored vehicles. There was no traffic on the train bridge. Daesh used to support its militants via armored vehicles. Now things had been difficult for the fighters. Daesh was putting up tough resistance to keep its connection with Mosul, but that was not the whole story. Since the beginning of the operation, the terrorist militants have left their positions for the Mahul Heights over the Al-Fatah bridges to confront the resistance forces from higher ground. This was the last barrier to the fighters advancing towards Beji. By recapturing the Al-Fatah bridges, Beji's surroundings would be completed. A fierce conflict was looming. As always, Daesh had pinned its hopes on its snipers and anti-tank missiles. The terrorist group had so many of those weapons, it used them against individual fighters, and not only the Iraqi tanks. We realized it when a huge explosion happened near us. They aimed for one of the fighters with a guided anti-tank missile. The blast wave was so huge, it affected us and a large number of fighters for hours. In these trying circumstances, the commanders were worrying about the camera crew. They told us to leave them and go back to a safer place. The next day, we found out that the fighters had taken complete control of the Al-Fatah bridges. The liberation of Beji was so important for the resistance fighters that they had gathered together in one place.
كان محور كتائب سيد الشهداء هو تأمين الطرق المؤدية إلى مصفى بيجي وإلى الصينية وإلى أبو جواري. واليوم إحنا إن شاء الله جاي نحاصر الصينية من الجهة الشرقية. وواجبنا اليوم هو تطهير هذه المزارع اللي هي ما يقارب حوالي 9 كيلومتر مربع، 3 طول و3 عرض، والشباب مستمرين، لا توجد مقاومة، مجرد مفارز تعويق وعبوات ناسفة وسيارات تفجر تحت السيطرة تاركينها الإرهابيين وهاربين. البارحة كانت هروب جماعي لكل الدواعش، وأنا سمعت من الطيار البارحة بغرفة العمليات مئات السيارات تهرب من بيجي باتجاه الشرقاط.
Now, hours before a big victory, all of the resistance commanders had gathered together in the region. Familiar faces that would remind us of the man of God described in the Holy Quran. It was a great moment to have a record of these heroes in the memories of our cameras. In the beginning of the operation, we had met Abu Mahdi Muhandis. He had told us about the significance of Beijing. Abu Mahdi was now the commander of the Iraqi voluntary forces, those who rushed to help the Iraqi army fight Daesh after they heard Ayatollah Sistani's call for jihad in June 2014. We had the chance to have an interview with Hadi Al-Amri. He also told us about the importance of Beijing.
أهمية بيجي هذا الطريق الذي يربط بيجي بالموصل هذا الطريق وكذلك من بيجي هالقاعدة الصينية والصينية اللي ترتبط بحديثة من بيجي والصينية ترتبط بتكريت من هذه المنطقة ترتبط بالصحراء اللي يسمونه صحراء سامراء غرب سامراء العدو كان يعترف بعملية بيجي أبو بكر البغدادي اتحدى الأجهزة الأمنية والحشد الشعبي أن نستطيع أن نحرر بيجي نتيجة عدم حشد الطاقات كانت المعركة مستمرة ولذلك كان فعلا جعل أنه الدواعش يصلون إلى حد الغرور أنه بيجي لا يمكن تحريرها أنا أعتقد تحرير بيجي منطلق جديد لتحرير كل الأرض العراقية أمنا تستمر هذه العمليات ولن تتوقف إلا إكمال أهداف أخرى باتجاه تحرير طريق باتجاه حديثة وباتجاه أمنا التحرك باتجاه حويجة.
Saddam Hussein had condemned Al-Amri to death because of his political struggles. That's why he lived years away from his country, Iraq. Later on, Al-Amri was appointed as the Minister of Transportation, but when Daesh attacked some parts of Iraq, he abandoned the ministry to take the helm of the Badr Division. Al-Amri, along with his sons who always accompany him, has played a vital role in the liberation of Amarli and many parts of Saladin Governorate and bringing security back to Samarra. Now the war had reached Beijing. The determined faces of the resistance forces heralded an imminent victory. Even the English photographer Don McCullen, who was present in the area, knew it. He had been to many wars and conflicts as a photographer. He was sort of a military expert.
My name is Don McCullen. I'm an Englishman. I'm a freelance photographer, but I'm working for an American magazine. But I spent many years, 50 years, working on all kinds of newspapers.
What you have seen here?
Today, extraordinary scenes. A kind of victory, I suppose you would say, which is very good for the Iraqi morale.
Which wars that you were
referring to? Vietnam, Biafra, Middle East wars, the revolution in Iran, Cyprus, the Congo, every war you can think of I've been involved in.
What do you think about ISIS?
Well, ISIS are criminals, really. Look, I'm 80 years of age, that's my age, 80, and I've seen many atrocities in my life, but ISIS have gone too far, but their propaganda is having a serious effect on the situation in the Middle East. I think really that Daesh is supported by probably Saudi Arabia, and possibly having assistance from Turkey.
The fighters had to check on every single house, street and road in the city to fulfill the main goal of the operation. Many places had been retaken one by the fighters. Now the only place to retake was El Sinai, a small town near Beji, which was regarded as the gate of Beji. The fighters had surrounded El Sinai from three sides, but Daesh was showing dogged resistance there. Things had become complicated. Daesh had released videos showing the resistance fighters unable to retake El Sinai to keep up the morale of its militants in Beji. Now the Iraqi voluntary forces had El Sinai under control. Walking with the fighters in the streets of Beji was fraught with fear and anxiety. There were many booby traps with invisible wires. There was an exchange of fire every now and then. We came across fighters in the Ali Akbar Brigade, those who had come to the battlefield from the city of Karbala and the holy shrine of Imam Hussein. It was clear that they were waiting with bated breath for Beji to be liberated.
فاليوم إن شاء الله أسرعنا منذ الصباح للدخول إلى هذه المنطقة لتطهيرها والسيطرة على جامع الفتاح إن شاء الله.
دعم الأمريكي موجود بكم ولا؟
لا وأناك دعم أمريكي وأناك أكو دعم أمريكي بس ضدنا مو ويانا. يعني ذاك اليوم إحنا قاعدين هناك قيادة عمليات ونقود العمليات بالتقدم. هاي الأحداثيات أنا منطيها يعني كل مقراتنا ونقاطنا اللي بالخط الأمامي أنا معبرها للعمليات المشتركة وإلى عمليات صلاح الدين وكذلك إلى العمليات الحشد. لكن تفاجأنا عندما أجى الطيار الأمريكي ضرب صاروخ بصف المقر اللي إحنا متخذينه كقيادة. بس اللطف الإلهي اللي كان إنه ما انفجر الصاروخ.
One of them told us about months of his fighting in the front line.
أنا صار لي ويا اليوم صار لي 332 يوم نازل 6 أيام.
ليش؟
لأن هذا العراق عزيز وإن شاء الله المقبلين إن شاء الله تحرير بيجي يما تحمل بيجي إلى الموصل إن شاء الله. عندي 10 أطفال أنا 10 أطفال عندي 4 متزوجات. عندي أطفال بالمدرسة بطلوا من المدرسة. قلت لهم مو مشكلة أهم شيء بطلوا أهم شيء العراق إحنا عندنا. وإن شاء الله مستمرين بالقتال. الله يبارك بالأمريكان أول قبل 4 أيام ضربونا صاروخين. الله يبارك بيهم والله يوفقهم يعني ضربوا بدل ما يضربون داعش ضربوا النقاط مالتنا.
انا عمري 50-45 ان شاء الله ان شاء الله جدي طبعا انا من بركات الله والامام الحسين ولدي وولد ولدي
فتح ماسك had become a significant sign for us. We tried to get to the nearest place around the mosque where an armed conflict was going on. With another group of fighters, we headed for the mosque where Daesh militants had gathered together. One of the fighters was in charge of defusing booby traps. Along the way, we didn't know what would happen if he missed seeing the hardly visible wires. Other fighters were also worrying.
Sanafan.
We passed across the ruins slowly but carefully. We had to speak quietly. Daesh militants were lurking in houses around us. Every now and then, we had to stop. It was clear that in the opposite building, there were Daesh militants waiting for us. Here, the fighters had to fight with them with hand bombs and grenades. Despite all the problems, the houses were being purged with success. Daesh was not going to give in and abandon Beji. You could find that out even from their films. Films shot on the site of the war in Beji to say that they still had control over the city. Eventually, Beji was liberated. Despite all the problems, the Beji operation, according to military experts, was one of the most successful operations carried out against terrorist groups by the Iraqi resistance forces. Now, the liberation of Beji was a prelude to the liberation of Mosul. It coincided with the beginning of the month of Muharram.
Hey, 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 hey,